And I think that just that flipped the switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Use my body to keep you alive.
Welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 816, part 2. We're bringing in with a classic track from Spider from Power Man 5000's brother, Rob Zombie. You may have heard of him. You know who else you may have heard of? The person to my left, one of the greatest comedians alive, Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's Jewish American Heritage Month. Everybody get up. It's time to slam, y'all. Woo! Jewish American Heritage Month. May, baby. You know what? Women are pissing me off. Not related, but women are pissing me off.
Why?
Because they always like, it's like a hottie, a beautiful angel, and then she introduces her boyfriend. It's like, oh, this is my boyfriend, the dumpiest retard you've ever seen.
Dude, it's uncanny. Every time you met a cutie pie, she's always like, yeah, here's my boyfriend. He's fat and ugly. I love him more than anything.
Yeah, he doesn't have a job. He's working on open mic comedy.
Wait, that describes half of you and I.
And I'm like, you fucked this guy? What's wrong with you? And she's like, my dad fucked me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boo-hoo.
New ick. Getting molested.
Yeah, that gave me the ick.
Yeah, gross. Anyways, back to you, Mike.
Someone who never gives me the ick, Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Speaking as that dumpy boyfriend, I have an announcement to make.
No, Jim. Yeah, you know what, Jim? You don't give me the ick, but you give me the dick.
Yeah.
We had another half hour on the old Streamathon Barbie.
Yeah, baby. Hour and a half. Hour.
I'm actually being kind of generous. It's probably more like an hour and 22 minutes, but we'll round it to an hour and a half.
That's basically a TV show. Yeah. Like counting commercials.
So we're going. We're good up through 5 through about 6:25 p.m.
Damn.
Then we'll maybe take a break. Come back at 7 for the show, and then be done for the night.
Streamathon's over. I would say I would have taken off work for nothing. Doesn't matter anymore.
Ooh.
Does not matter anymore.
Yeah, you live here now.
He's heating up.
What was I going to say? Fuck, I forgot now. God damn. Oh, yes.
Never gonna.
So, yeah, if you just go to jimandthem.com, the link at the top of the page, if you are so obliged to throw in for the streamathon.
If you want the streamathon, Like, people have been begging for the Streamathon for 3 years, and here it is, baby.
Yeah, here it is.
It's waiting. It's eager. And it just needs you to make it happen.
Yes.
Brought to you by Rob Zombie, Never Gonna Stop, yeah. The Streamathon theme song.
Yeah.
Kind of like how WrestleMania has like, and that's the weekend with the new WrestleMania yeah. theme yeah. song.
Never gonna stop, yeah. Hour and a half.
Hour 22, but basically an hour and a half.
We're playing more madness, and the car is evil.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I got to give Kristen, like, a producer credit because
she sent you all the weirdos.
Her algorithm, she finds some great weirdos that I'm not always seeing.
Yeah. That's when you get the good weirdos because there's passe weirdos that normies on the internet get a hold of.
Yeah.
And then there's the real crusts, the real crumbs.
Yeah, then there's freaks on tables.
Because what I'm seeing, at least from Kristen's feed, is that, like, you know, like, back in the day, YouTube weirdos would, like, rise to the top like a nice cream, if you will. But now the way they fucked the algorithm,
yeah.
like even when you try to search for weirdos, they just give you like CNN videos and shit.
No cream.
Where's the cream? You know
TikTok,
what? I demand that YouTube brings back the cream.
Creeps rule everything around me.
TikTok honestly gives an opportunity for some of the cream to rise to the top.
Yeah, yeah. I get it in Instagram sometimes now. My algorithm's getting good.
Because there's this guy she sent me that I only watched two of his videos, but I'm a big fan of him.
Okay, let's see.
Although this video does have like a million views.
Okay.
Yeah,
but that's TikTok. Every video.
Yeah, that's true. Every video can get pretty big. But I love this fucking video.
Okay.
This is a guy named David Mox.
Okay.
Yeah, he's out the highway.
Has anybody seen Tony Bartolo?
He's on the highway.
Are you Tony Bartolo? Has anybody seen Tony Bartolo?
Okay. Yeah,
that's one of
it's
his
like a sketch.
Yeah, that's one of his big hits. The one she had sent me was this one, his most recent one here.
He's not Tony Bartolo, he's David Mox.
I feel like he's Tony Bartolo.
So I'm David Mox from the Trillionaires Conglomerate. We just purchased this stadium and the sports franchise that occupies it. We are going to dissolve the sports franchise and we're going to be tearing down the stadium, the whole thing. To make room, we are going to build 200,000 affordable living units on the property to help with the housing crisis. Rent's going to be $25 a month. If you're a family of three, you'll also be given a car to be able to commute. Demolition will commence on June 1st.
Here's a pipe
bomb.
No
human on the face of this earth should ever have to suffer because they don't have a place to live. And we are committed to achieve. Okay.
Yeah, I was waiting for the bit.
I like the comment. I'm now on wholesome schizo talk.
Yeah,
and
I was
here
gonna say yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
usually
talk.
They're all like, "We're gonna die. The apocalypse is gonna come." He's just making up that he first off doesn't know what Dodger Stadium is. I guess because he's like this sports franchise.
Yeah, we bought it. We bought the land,
the stadium, and the team that occupies it.
Yeah, he's always in hazardous places. He's like on a cliff. The other one, he's on the highway.
Really quick, did you know how fucking cheap baseball tickets are?
No, I'd love to go to a baseball game.
Dude, when I was house sitting, Gordon was like, yeah, I'm going to catch a game before I go. It was like $5.
Oh, that's dope.
It's like $5. He said the fees cost more than the ticket. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw
that.
Are you Tony Bartolo?
I was shocked.
What's great about this video, because one of the comments pointed out too was like, there's no title and no hashtag. And it was like, I was meant to find this.
Yeah,
like it just
wow.
popped up on my feed. There's no title or hashtag. It's just natural, organic traffic for
what's
fine
FYP?
Gentleman.
Everyone keeps saying FYP.
For your page. So they're just saying, yeah, an impossible for
like
your
for
page.
You,
poll.
Like
you're scrolling through and this video found you.
Okay.
Does it just go in order? Yeah, where's this?
Excuse me, I'm looking for Jose Tortillo. Oh, are you Jose Tortillo? I need to talk to you.
Whoa, I can't figure out who this guy's going for. It's like sometimes he's wholesome and making up lies about a stadium. Other times he's looking for fake people.
He keeps you guessing.
Yeah, here it is. No hashtags, no title. I was meant to be here.
Wow. This guy's a genius.
Oh, that's one.
Okay, folks, I'm David Mox with the Trillionaires Conglomerate.
Yeah. I feel like that's similar to the Kwakafella Records guy, the guy from
Monkeys.
The intro that's like, the Funky Monkeys is coming.
Yeah. Because
one of the things he says is like, I represent Kwakafella and the billionaires or something like that.
So does he just have two bits that he does over and over?
I only watched those, the two of them, the one where he says he's going to tear down the sports arena, and the one where I guess the ones where he's asking for the people. Uh-huh. I want the rest to be a surprise.
Purchase these abandoned buildings here in downtown Los Angeles, and we're going to be converting them into affordable housing.
The rent, I assume they already are affordable.
And there's also going to be a shopping center built in one of the buildings with escalators. If you have kids, the kids can run up and down the escalators and have fun.
That's one of my favorite things about escalators.
The slice of pizza will be 25 cents. The Starbucks coffee will be 35 cents.
More expensive than pizza?
Yeah.
The requirements is that you have to be sober for 2 weeks. And you're in.
Before?
Get on the waiting list. The information is going to be posted on the side of the buildings. We're going to have this up and running in the next couple of months. Okay, folks.
All the requirements, just going to be sober. That's a sweet deal. If all you had to do is be sober and you could get 25 cent slices and $25 a month rent.
And your kids would have somewhere to play.
The escalator?
Okay, I'm being chased by three super scary bops that were demanding that I pay for their coffees. And then they just keep yelling, buy me something, buy me something. Just be aware of your surroundings.
That's a good
This
tip.
Is my favorite one.
He's always under
Did he
this
say Brit. Was bums? Was a bums?
Three homeless bops?
Bops.
Oh.
Like three
Be
scary
aware
bops.
Of your surroundings.
Huh. Okay, I am God Almighty. I wish to inform mankind that I'm going to give each and every one of you a $3,000 stimulus check. All I ask
3K?
Is that you do not lie, cheat, or steal for 3 days. Okay, I am God.
Imagine God handing out a sweet $3,000.
Yeah, they just did that during COVID.
Mikey Crescito, David, do you play Final Fantasy VII? David, I'll check it out.
The only one he replies to.
I'll check it out.
Okay, we see a lot of bad things happening in the world right
He's
now.
He's on the bridge, or no?
God tells us in the Bible that a new heavens and a new paradise earth are quickly coming, and he wants as many from mankind to be saved and to be there. Keep reading your Bibles.
Okay.
It's just good
he
advice.
He only films at this overpass.
It does look like he's about to just fall off. It looks like he's just walking on the edge.
Like the hill that goes up to
the
edge.
Well, I'm going to heaven now.
I'm here.
Okay, folks, I'm University President David Mox. A bunch of genetically modified rats escaped from the institution, and they ransacked the Domino's Pizza and also the donut shop across the street. They got away with a bunch of breadsticks and donuts, and they jumped in with Tesla and drove off towards a freeway. The rest of the rats ran back into the sewer. If you know their whereabouts, just...
Okay,
The best is how it cuts off.
Yeah, if you know their whereabouts... They got them. The genetically modified rats that stole the breadsticks from the pizza.
Oh, guys, I'm the university president, David. I don't want to see that one again.
I like when he's more urgent. He's always kind of running almost.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, I'm University President David Moss. A bunch of genetically modified rats escaped from the institution, and they ransacked the Domino's Pizza and also the donut shop across the street. They got away with a bunch of breadsticks and donuts.
Oh, one of the comments, Tony Hawk Pro Skater asked, mission plot. That's a great comment.
This is a good one. This is my favorite one so far.
With Tesla, and it drove off towards the freeway. The rest of the rats ran back into the sewer. If you know their whereabouts, just...
I'm University President David Moss.
Excuse me, where is Kanye West? Have you seen Kanye West? Excuse me.
Yelling on the cars on the highway are great, though. What a great bit.
That one almost makes sense, like he's trying to go viral or something. The other one's like Johnny Tortilla.
It's fake names.
Mr. Time, I need to talk to you. I need more time. Yes, what can I help you?
This one's pretty good. This one's got production.
Mr. Time, I need to talk to you. I need more time.
How can I help you?
This one is like he's playing two characters here.
Yeah, this is good.
Well, he's got a valet rain jacket on.
Mr. Time, I need to talk to you. I need more time. Yes, what can I help you? I mismanaged the time that was given to me when I was young, and
this
I
is deep.
More time to do the things that I need to get done before time is up. Okay, if you need to make more money or to find the right woman in your life, I can make arrangements for all that given to you in the next couple of days. But as far as giving you more time to live, I can't help you.
Why are you Mr. Time?
There's like a meaning, but that's meaning though.
Yeah, but wow. Mr. Time can't give you more time, but he can get you a woman.
Yeah, that's Mr. Time. That's classic Mr. Time.
Yeah, that's the classic monkey's paw known as Mr. Time.
This is so real.
This is fascinating. David Mox is fascinating.
B-May, good acoustics.
Okay, folks, I'm David from Spaceship Technology 777. We've created a spacecraft a third of the
size. He looks like he's near a space shuttle. Where the fuck is he?
He's hanging out with Mr. Time.
Yeah, why'd they let him in there?
Where is he? Mr. Time stuck
him in. 777. We've created a spacecraft a third of the size of this prototype that we see here that will be able to take
10
people 10 miles away from the moon and back in under 8 hours.
10 miles
the
away?
The price to board the craft will be $1.75. If you can't afford the $1.75, you just pay what you have.
$1.75, it's just a suggested donation.
It's like at a museum.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you don't have the dollars, fine. Whatever, you just empty your pockets, whatever you got.
$75, you just pay what you have. Blastoff day will be February 10th. The menu during the flight will be pizza, Doritos, soda, and chocolate cake. We also ask that you... Okay, folks.
He's just walking around, and then if something's near him, he's like, all right, time to pretend this is what's happening.
Yeah,
pretend reality is happening.
I like it. Well, there's another one that cuts off, so someone's like, you asked that we what? And he just goes, supposed to be a short video.
Yeah, dumbass.
Dude, this guy rules.
I'm not going to tell you what I said. The video is short, by the way. The Doritos gluten-free. No, sorry. Pepsi or Coke for the soda? Oh, Pepsi. They have Pepsi or Coke?
Okay. Yes. Can I still get the amount of food for the amount of money even if I don't go? Yes.
Wow.
Okay, folks. I'm Dr. David Mox. We've become aware of a phenomena where the atoms and molecules of their bodies somehow separate, and these people fell in. They fell into the ground. They're living on the ground, and they're flourishing. They're not dead. They're alive.
He's always just in a parking lot.
Stop it.
They're doing...
I thought that was the end.
They're doing better than they've ever done now that their atoms fell apart and they sunk into the ground.
They're flourishing.
sheep.
And he stomps on them.
They're not dead. They're alive. And stop it. We've had patients.
They're like, hey, David.
Coming in. Mark. Also, and expressing their concerns that they too don't want to fall in. And so we're all attend to your needs in just a moment. So we're going to be doing extensive research into this.
Dude, okay, I love that he just keeps claiming to be someone.
Yeah.
It's so simple, but the perfect thing to claim to be.
Well, and TikTok lets you do like 2 minutes, right?
Or
like
yeah, you could do like 10 minutes sometimes.
This guy is a genius.
Okay, folks, I'm David from Mall Security. Two gorillas went into the store.
Hold on. For podcasters, now he has like whipped cream on his
like
face.
Like someone hit him in the face with a pie.
He's a doctor,
okay,
David.
Okay, folks, I'm David from Mall Security. Two gorillas went into the store here.
Goblins?
And they devoured all the bananas. Then they started eating all the sour cream with Doritos. I confronted one of them.
He's running.
And he threw the sour cream in my face. Just be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, there are people in the mall.
Okay, folks, I'm David.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, he just got sour cream all over his face.
Just no expression on his face. Covered in fucking cake, doing a comedy bit, deadpan. It says, what, goblins and Xanax? What does the shirt say?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, folks, I'm David from Mall Security. A bunch of milk freaks escaped from the institution.
Milk
they only
freaks?
Have 10% of their brains. They went into the store here, grabbed all the milk, and started taking a shower
with the milk.
And then while they were running out, they were spray painting on the walls. I love Taylor Swift. I don't know what this... Okay, folks, I'm David from Mall Security.
You just see this guy screaming
keep
and running at you.
Your Bibles, because a better world is coming.
Hell yeah!
Keep
Hollywood,
reading
baby.
Your Bible.
Okay, folks, I'm David from Mall Security. Three large frogs just went into the store here, and they stole a bunch of beer. And on their way out, they devoured one of the security guards, while at the same time they were chanting, we want beer. We don't know where these creatures came from. Just be aware of your surroundings.
I like that he keeps going to the mall then sprinting out doing a sketch.
And there's always a message you need to be aware of your surroundings. Just
we
always,
want beer.
Just keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, what a terrifying
Hi, everyone. Man. I'm Dr. David Mox. I'm here at the Altered Personality Rewiring Facility. We're going to be admitting the 10 people that were caught recently that were doing smash and grab crimes here in L.A. So as an alternative to a jail time, we will be treating them here for 5 days. So they're when they're admitted, their brains
like
will be
time.
Attached to a automated memory deletion machine. This machine will retrieve all the memories that they have in their brain, and we would
making this one up
be able to see them visually on
he
a monitor.
He turned the shit on and had no idea.
And
what
we will
to
delete
yeah, for once.
All the bad memories that are in their brains that are causing their bad behavior, which may include also maybe, for example, they were listening too much Led Zeppelin, heavy metal, and rap music, which caused them to do crimes and do drugs. As so far, we're having a 50 to 70% success rate that
this
their,
is a long one for
their
him.
Brains being reconditioned and they completely stopped doing crimes. And
yeah, you're right. I
they're
love the one
working
step.
In various it's industries, like including the jewelry business. So this group, we're confident that 8 of them out of the 10 people, that their brains are completely going to be reconditioned. And we're hoping to apply this to future
this one's
criminals
epic.
That are
this
doing crimes
going.
As an alternative to doing time in jail.
Who? From Gus Martin,
Hi,
Donde Compro, Esso, David, S. Gratis.
I think that's his first video, by the way. I think we watched every single one of them.
Oh, wow. Well, they're all great. Huh. It's clear that they go nowhere but up.
Yes. Yeah. They only get better and better.
I think the one about the rats escaping the school is still my favorite, but maybe falling through the floor.
Yeah. That one's pretty good too.
University President David Mox, a bunch of genetically modified rats escaped from the institution and they ransacked the Domino's Pizza and also the donut shop across the street. They got away with a bunch of breadsticks and donuts. Then they jumped into a Tesla and drove off towards a freeway. The rest of the rats ran back into the sewer. If you know their whereabouts, just okay, folks,
I'm university president. I'm doctor.
No bio, no nothing.
Yeah, no bio, no description, no links. Does he have a LinkedIn? Is this the same guy?
That's him for sure.
LA.
Engineer, LA.
Yeah, self-employed engineer on LinkedIn.
Yeah, and this guy just somehow lives in LA. Maybe a group home?
I don't know. On the street.
This guy rules.
He's like clean enough. Like he's always wearing different clothes and stuff. I don't know.
I like that he's just old enough and looks simple enough where you're like, well, this guy can't be a comedian.
Yeah,
but then what he's doing is perfect. And so you're like, he's the best comedian.
Yeah, he could be the smartest comedian.
Wow, David Mox. What a hero.
What a great guy.
Yeah, what an amazing man. What a remarkable man.
Dr. David Mox.
Yes. University President
University
David Mox.
Slash mall security.
Slash God.
Slash God.
I am God. I'm going to give you $3,000. Like, they did that already.
Bunch of bops.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Jose Tortillo.
This sort of reminds me of like the tornado warning guy.
Jose Tortillo. I need to talk to you.
The end.
Yeah, did he ever find Tony Bartolo, though?
Portillo.
Oh, Portillo. Man. David Mox. Make some more videos. We're big fans.
What an amazing, just a wonderful person.
Who's he following?
Oh, yeah, who is he following?
Follows six people. He has 12K followers.
Yeah, just Omar, Morgan.
Trap Money Queen.
Bob Blast.
Okay.
Knowing him, he just followed random people.
He's just in this for the love of game. He's not even following anyone.
Yeah, he's doing it for the love of comedy.
He's real. That's what it is.
Is he single-handedly keeping comedy alive?
Yes. Him and Chris D'Elia.
And Jim and them.
And Jim.
Yeah. Actually, there was another one that
and
Kristen
Larry
sent
the Cable
me.
Guy.
And Larry the Cable Guy, yes.
There was it's like the high food reviewer.
I miss the old YouTube where we could just watch guys smoke 60-foot bombs or whatever and get beat up with a pipe.
So, bomb, TikTok.
That looks good, too.
Why did it go away?
So, bomb, TikTok, you feel me? Tonight we got that noodle cup, breakfast noodles, you feel me? The breakfast noodles ain't. So I just had to get it, man. Yeah, man, have y'all ever seen it before, man? You know what I'm saying? Now the thing look like dry. I don't know what that put. I guess they put me egg.
Is that a real breakfast cup of noodles?
I've never heard of them.
He's going to act like he's never seen a cup of noodles before. I guess
this
it's
dry.
Big like.
They feed you, you know.
Really. Oh, he's definitely microwaving that styrofoam, too.
The ocean. Ocean potion. Hold in there. Hold on.
Hello, are you David Portillo?
So boom. You wanna
So boom.
Warm
why does it taste like pancakes and shit though? That's creepy. Eggs.
Bro, that just smell like syrup. This smell just like breakfast car. This smell like the cafeteria breakfast. That just smell. Just like breakfast, cut.
Yeah, was there like sausages in there?
Yeah, but then there's eggs, pancakes and maple syrup.
Dehydrated eggs.
I guess I gotta put some syrup on this. Hold on. So boom, you wanna put the syrup.
What, he dumped it?
Yeah, and he's putting more syrup in there.
He dumped out the
syrup.
Yeah, he strained the water.
Yeah.
The breakfast kind.
a bunch of maple syrup.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it smells like maple syrup.
That's a lot of syrup on your noodles.
Weird maple syrup flavored noodles.
Titties, you feel me?
You wearing a skirt?
Boxy.
Bro, it just smell weird. And it's
you poured maple syrup on it.
Like extravagant. You feel me? It's a hot syrup.
It's just everyone asking who his drug dealer is in the comments.
Is it good, though? Do you like it?
Tastes like syrup.
I see what you did, boy.
Who did it?
He doesn't know.
Cup of noodles? Is that who he's talking to?
Yeah.
I see he's a cup of noodles.
I mean, you dumped all the stuff that was flavoring and poured maple syrup
on. Oh,
he doesn't even give I thought he was going to give a review or something.
Yeah, I see what you're doing, cuh.
Yeah, you dumped out the sausage and the eggs and everything.
Does he have more content? I'm God.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of food reviews.
So, boom, TikTok, you feel me? Tonight, we got this Waffle House. You feel me? That Waffle
House.
Look
how pink his eyes are.
Who gets this high?
You know what I'm saying?
Does he have a filter on, maybe?
I don't think so.
I know
so.
They have a high filter, but it just does look kind of too good to be
What's
a filter.
What's it do?
You know what it just makes your eyes look red.
He's always eating breakfast.
Take the Waffle House.
Yeah,
and put your syrup on top.
What is it?
He
more
loves syrup,
syrup
dude.
Jesus Christ.
Put it on top. Put it on top. Pour it on top. Yeah, this is the full weight, bro. Listen, pour that syrup on top, bro. I'm telling you, hold on. I'm saying you want to take that Worcestershire sauce? Pour it on top.
Wait, what? No, this has to be a bit now.
Worcestershire sauce?
I mean, you didn't put maple syrup all over noodles.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then put some more.
And then more syrup?
Yeah.
Where do you even get...
Hold on.
Breakfast rice. What is
try
that?
This thing, oh, bro. You feel me? Like, go ahead and try it.
It's like a breakfast bowl.
Get into it, bro. Hey, and it got hash brown sausage. I mean, whatever this is. And that bacon that I just.
He's like out of breath.
It looks gross, but I bet you it's really
good.
But
those are. Well, not with all the other shit. But those are good, like the Jimmy D bowls or whatever. But fucking, struggling. What the fuck?
Whoa, devouring this thing. Boy, I ain't gonna lie.
What?
So, boom, TikTok,
boy, I'm devouring this. I ain't gonna lie.
TikTok, you feel me? Tonight we got them. That wing stop, you feel me? That wing stop, you know what I'm saying? Let me show y'all how they supposed to get down, how they feel talking back, bro. You feel me? Hold on.
So, hey, bro, we from the Friday Design extra hard, bro. Extra lemon pepper, extra eggs.
Stop.
Give me right.
I don't know what anyone's saying.
Yeah, this guy's the new review, bro.
Well done.
Pour another. Okay. Pour a bunch of maple syrup on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, do you have
maple syrup? Yeah, the Worcestershire sauce.
They have strawberry jelly.
I had to take a little ride home, but it's good.
I love that he mumbles.
Oh yeah.
I don't like wing stuff.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't mind them.
I can't think of.
They got good chili cheese tots.
What's the world food? They gave me three. You know what I'm saying, bro? We got that Dope and Hope merch on, you feel me? Dope and Hope merch, you feel me?
Dope and Hope.
About to get a bunch of wing sauce all over it. Well, watch him not dip. He'll, pour it on it. Okay.
Oh, he's dipping. He's dipping the fries anyways. This is a mukbang, technically?
Yeah. I mean, you got a normal amount of food is the only difference.
All right, I just want to watch one more. I think he had a Chick-fil-A one. I want to see what his Chick-fil-A order is. I like that he doesn't even, give an opinion on it, really?
Yeah, he thinks he's like being one of those funny guys that like just acts. Yeah.
He just mumbles through most of it, and then he eats food, and then it ends.
So boom, TikTok, you feel me? We got that chick for late.
I don't know how old he is either. Does anyone know?
Yeah. He's probably like 17.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey.
What did he get?
Dope and Hope merch on the way.
Sandwich and nuggies?
Yeah.
He got them both.
Hey, you're supposed to do the thing.
You open it.
You're supposed to get the nuggets and
put the mac and cheese on that junk.
Okay. Well, that's similar.
I like this. I like that it's on. Okay. Oh, I thought it was jelly for a second. Mm.
Pull it on there.
Polynesian. Not on the mac and cheese, though.
Hold on. Ooh, hold on.
He puts a chicken tender on top of that.
All right.
This is making me hungry.
Flip it over.
That's the key.
Why does he have stretch marks if he's so skinny?
I just laugh. He's so bad at eating.
He is terrible at eating.
Yeah, like he takes big bites and doesn't chew. He's like, "Whoa." I like when he chooses to edit. Just randomly.
Oh, yeah.
Dry as shit.
Wait on it, cut. Wait on it. You.
This poor guy had to follow Mox.
Yeah.
That's the unfortunate thing.
I he's good for one or two, but yeah, he doesn't have quite the pull of a Mox.
Yeah, he's got nothing.
I think there was one other guy that had
the comment said, I feel like I don't even know he'd be making videos until it starts.
There's this guy that has his own half pipe here. But I think he has some ranting videos as well. Although I didn't watch this guy, so I don't know if he's doing more bits. Man.
He looks like he might be younger. like a real retard. Like an actual one.
No, he's just...
Oh,
yeah.
He does say go to Infowars.com. I can't tell. Like, all right, just based off what we saw where he's breakdancing.
Bio link for my conspiracy music. Well, please click that.
Well, we have to watch some of his videos first. Do you think... Is this a guy doing a bit?
Probably no, look not, at his
I
guess. Face.
I don't think he is.
He's like a drug...
When
addict.
I initially saw him skating and breakdancing, I was like, oh, this is a guy doing a bit. But yeah, now maybe not.
Just look at his face. There's a guy that broke his brain.
Yeah, that looks
was
like
already broken.
The face of a man, who can't make a joke.
Okay, that's... Oh, that was Gotchi.
Oh, shit. For the podcast, he's really good at breakdancing. Why does he have this awesome room?
It's an awesome room. He's got a couch and a half.
He's got tons of kickers.
Right out the window. He just skates out the window. Oh, the splits.
He's got
They're eating children.
A little mini wall pipe.
He has, like, the mirror from the convenience store so they can see you around the corner.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He ended it well.
I like the ending, yeah. Stone Cold Steve Houston from the chat.
That's a good comment. All right, hold on. Where's one where he's talking?
How ironic the phrase 2020's hindsight. So,
there's him doing his music.
By now, I'm sure everyone has at least known someone or had someone close to him pass or have effects from the fucking
facts.
And It's tragic as fuck.
Dude,
man.
I
this
love
is awesome.
That.
He's doing I'm Blue.
Yeah, he's talking, but for podcasters, there's a little window below of him singing the I'm Blue that's in the background.
Is it him rapping
him
over
rapping it?
Yeah, I'm sure he's like saying conspiracy stuff too.
Nightmare scenario this is. There's no escaping the extermination. Like, I may have dodged...
In the chat, zero blinks.
The main onslaught or something.
He just does meth and breakdance.
There was more to it than just the jabberinos.
Does he have an accent?
The collapse of civilization that we have to take into account.
It's like not Southern, even though I thought he was...
Literally spraying us with heavy metals. The toxins that are building in the soil and in the water... In the oceans.
Well, broken clock is right twice a day.
The algae blooms in the ocean, and the fucking plant life on the land will fucking die. And we won't be far behind. And they've already claimed that carbon is bad for us, and we should be fighting carbon or something.
They're just screaming raps in that little box.
How freaking stupid we are going along with this plot while they slowly exterminate humanity. It sounds too unbelievable. Like Hitler said, if you tell a lie big enough and you repeat it
often
enough...
Has he still not blinked?
Often enough?
There was one.
Anyways, I'm still kind of in a shocked state from 2020. And it's just watching a nightmare unfold slowly is...
humanity can fly.
I can't get over him rapping.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm trying to hear what he's rapping. He said something about humanity flying.
That was the problem all along. We're just following this script.
All right, we get it.
We must have that video of him singing.
Are all these dancing?
Where's that blue video?
Oh my various gods.
He can drive?
It's so fucking hilarious.
Hands free mount. It even
said. You can hear him rapping. For a godly plan with this decision. All the demons in their tracks. So play it back, attack with symphonies. Since you see a reason, eating heroes, not with ones and zeros. But high beats and high parties going. Oh, it looks like his music is not lit true. Instead of two lit, instead of. Sin for God inside of me.
Hands up. Don't run and hide because the message that was sent for heavens.
Alright.
The captions just didn't work.
All right, I'll check out his music. I just wanted to see if we could learn a little bit about him first.
Okay.
He's a rapper. He's making his music. Oh, is this I'm Blue?
Rolling up on national governments, all you 5%. Wearing a Demon Slayer shirt. Rolling up on houses, castles, and their parliaments. They're in collusion, scrap our systems for ones that they own.
Signed on to lockdown, genocide, need to dethrone. The people's atoms melted into the ground. I wish I could understand him.
Alright, where's this SoundCloud? Where's this YouTube? DistroKid? Oh, man. Oh.
Be careful. This shit's fire. Well, okay.
That's true.
Ooh, we can Spotify preset music.
Oh, not lit crew available soon.
Hey, it's one of our shit bits. That's the shock.
It's good that his vocals are nice and clear on all of his songs. Two fucks for yourself.
Cap of mass murdering motherfucker, a leader bent on humanity's extinction. Who's rap god? Self-preservation when they're spraying us. Motherfuckers need to be sprayed with flame. Share your email with them.
Yeah.
Hi, Jim. I'm emailing Jim, and I think I could fly.
Learn what the fuck happened. Go to Infowars.com. Follow bio link for my conspiracy music. Fire.
Oh, yeah.
I like how he calls it conspiracy music.
These peach trees, when they fell out, they've got really pink flowers. That was an apple tree. These are a
spider. That's where he lives?
Trees, which means you're on a fence line. That was a plum blossom. Sorry, that was actually a nectarine.
He's showing us orchards, but he's playing his fucking music. You can't hear either one. Do you think he has a YouTube?
I want to see him at skate parks. He has a link that's just him at skate parks.
All right. Let me just double check.
Yeah, here. We haven't seen him skate yet. Nothing.
How does nothing come up? That seems impossible.
Oh, that, yeah, that Google's trying to hide
yeah,
it because he knows
Google's
the truth.
Got him shadow banned.
You gotta go to DuckDuckGo.
Let's do the Leet Bing shit.
Because you gotta survive. That sounds like it might be.
He truly doesn't exist. Oh wait, DistroKid. When you put it in,
that's the
way
one
back.
That we went to last time. That was just a preview. Where's the whole track?
He's off the grid.
Oh yeah, here he is.
Way back. Deliberate.
Okay, here we go. 9 hours ago.
9 hours ago.
No view.
Oh,
the first.
Shit. Yeah, dude, his shit just dropped on May 2nd.
Little filter bubbles to prevent people from actually agreeing on a common set of facts the way, you know, CBC and CTV, when they were our only sources of news, you know, used to and global used to project across the country, at least a common understanding of things.
A common understanding just reigns. You got the communistic vibe, I think.
Okay.
Project your crimes on good guys like me. You hide and lie, but the truth it breathes. You put it in the way back.
What?
Wait, was that him
was
or
that you?
No, it's me. I'm literally going, what? I'm not doing an anthem.
I thought it was a yap.
I thought it was him yapping.
This time, just the theorist, but that imperialist is pissed. Now Rizzer Driz lies, he tries, they die. Decipher his words and planet tech, it's my order. Decipher's on hold.
This doesn't have a video. Unless that's an old comment saying can't see the video. This one's just a still.
Go back, any new world order. Deliberate on his message he sent. You be relentless.
No, that's boring. What's his other song? Because you gotta survive.
This is AI art. And that's what, like his daughter who's Rose Davies.
Stand up all like bees.
That's Rose Davies.
Okay.
I thrive the most when I'm hearing your voice. Like, I'm not really unhappy, but I'm not happy you cry.
I just want to see him at a skate park.
Yeah, no, his music's not delivering. We could just watch him skate and we'll be done.
Playlist the top left.
We'll be done with him.
Yeah, go back, Jim.
I think he skates on this, though, too.
Oh, we had a playlist called Skate Parks right
there.
Oh, there
it is, yeah.
No titles on any of these.
This is the world's greatest skate park. Isn't any other park known to man.
That's a nice park for being empty.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, everyone left. Great.
No lit crews here.
Shit, I gotta go.
I mean, you can 5-0 stall.
He's better than me.
5-0 to stall the fakie.
I mean, he better. He fucking skateboards all day long. He lives in a skate in a fucking skate ramp.
Pretty good.
Right, he's putting it down.
It's not bad.
Talking right next to my phone while I'm filming and fucking up my post-apocalyptic vibe.
Yeah.
Yes, he's mad that a kid's hanging out near his phone talking.
Yeah, I can't hear his music with that kid.
Once again.
All right. Enough of the No Lit Crew.
Enough of this guy.
Yeah. Get fucked, No Lit Crew. Or Not Lit Crew?
Yeah, the account's called Lit Crew, but I guess they're not Lit Crew.
Yeah, they're the Not Lit Crew.
And it's just him and his daughter he's not allowed to see.
I don't mind when retards don't waste my time, but
yeah.
I hate when they do.
Yeah. It's amazing how you could just make like hundreds of videos.
Yeah.
Just keep making them.
Yeah. It rules.
It does rule. When you really break it down, it fucking rules.
Well, and who's more coherent, this guy or Dr. David Mox?
Dr. David Mox is the key to him.
Whose brain is
his content? He nails it immediately. He doesn't waste your time.
He's beautiful. He's a beautiful being.
He's like, let's fucking do this, and then they just do it.
Yeah, maybe another 55 years of skateboarding and you'll be good.
Oh, there's more shit going on with the New York. I'm not the New York. The Las Vegas alien.
Oh, yeah.
People are back.
Good.
Or I guess because News Nation isn't news. That's like the new like like Fox News, like the extreme Fox News, right?
What's is it? I thought I've that has called something like OAN or like.
Oh, maybe I'm confusing it with that then. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I think you're right. So News Nation maybe is just an online thing or something. Because I know I've seen it somewhere before.
Anytime you see a lot of American flags, you kind of just assume.
Yeah. But I think they met back up with that, the Las Vegas alien family.
Okay. We met up with the alien family, and people are saying, why the fuck would you do that?
And apparently they brought in a crime scene expert to show us that there's for sure an alien there. I think they put in like their own CG.
It's just Jeff.
We can take a video and look at whether or not there is an artificial artifact added to it or not. And in this case, we can definitively say, to a degree of scientific certainty, that this entity, this thing in the video, is there in the physical reality in which the Kenmore family is also there. Like, this is so critical because you can clearly see through the slots in the fence that there is a leg motion moving from the right to the left side of the screen. And clearly it is behind there. So this isn't just like a head floating in space. This is a head of that is somehow that does not have full opacity, that the opacity of the head of the
shadow. None of those men standing 2 feet from it can see it. Yeah. Even though it's a giant alien.
Shadow, which would be at 100%.
They were saying it was like over by a forklift.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
And this isn't anything that you did. It's just what you were able to determine that this shadow being or this being in the shadows possibly creating its own shadow or smoky filter or cloaking a technique is not only cloaking itself from
his predator
there, but cloaking itself from the camera itself in that.
Oh, so yeah, they're saying it's doing the predator, but we could still kind of see it
pixels inside of that shadow.
Oh,
then they do talk to the family.
You mentioned paranormal activity. What exactly did you see?
Well, I was in another room. My brother coming. There was a upside
when
down.
Was this was a while ago, right? Yeah. These people are still. I mean, I guess does that make it seem like, oh, maybe they are telling the truth because they won't let it go, or is it just like, hey, we love attention?
Well, now they're saying it was ghosts.
Yeah, that's true.
So, paranormal. Like, here's who I'm not going to believe. The people that said, hey, aliens stole my forklift. Also, it was ghosts, too. That's the guy where I go,
They're interdimensional beings. Maybe they perceive them as ghosts. Ever think about that, asshole? Fuck you. Why don't you go fuck yourself, bro? We clearly saw they did the diagram 800 times.
That's true.
Okay, yeah, because we were talking about this about a year ago. It was in June.
It was that long ago?
Yeah, it was in the last June.
Oh, my God.
We already saw the aliens at the mall.
And then we said, cool, yeah, I think I got overshadowed by the Florida, Miami Mall aliens that the cops had to all come
that
and get.
That was like 6 months later.
Yeah.
It was overshadowed?
On cross, and there was a Jesus statue in it. They ripped Jesus out of it, they threw him like, across the room, and it was floating upside down.
Are you saying start grab up and shit?
Yeah, in there it was floating upside down.
So yeah, they're saying that there was a floating upside down cross on the Jesus statue.
Okay, so are they aliens or are they demons?
Who, the people making up the lies?
Well, they are aliens.
Yeah, illegal aliens. Wop, pop, deedaloo, doo, wang, doodle.
He's heating up!
Fuck, that's so loud.
That jump scared me.
Did you go pick it up? Did you knock it down? Like, how?
No, I didn't do nothing. I was just sitting there. I was crazy. I was like, what?
But how did it come down? It's not still floating right now, is it?
No, it came down. So
adios, mio.
To it and dropped.
It fell to the ground. A crucifix.
Yeah.
Floating in the air, upside down. The Jesus on the crucifix had been ripped off.
Yeah.
And it was floating.
Yeah.
And you can say definitively, without lies, that that is what you saw.
Yes. Yes. Swear to God, that's what I saw.
Okay. And what about
so
the
you're
Bible?
Not what lying. What you're saying is true.
Yes, yeah, yes, of course. I'm lying.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. The thing that makes me want to believe him is that aliens hate Christians and Jesus.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, good to Jesus.
I know. We're being abducted. We're being invaded.
Ignore the people. Get the Jesus. Get all the Jesus.
That's the alien?
Yes.
Stay on the crosses. But also steal the forklifts.
Get all the forklifts and the Jesus.
We're taking them back to Klismar 4. Jeff, it's a couple of aliens.
Bleep, bloop, bleep. I'm the robot. I'm a robot.
Our equipment's picking up a conversation between a couple of aliens.
Yeah.
And they're
Make sure you pull the Jesus off the cross.
Oh, we're at 45 minutes for the stream of thought.
I want the kid to see.
Make him float.
I want him to see the cross.
I'll distract him with the Jesus. You get the tractor.
I'll go behind this fence.
I know. Our delicate instruments are picking up a conversation from beyond.
I'm the dad. I'm the dad.
Oh yeah, the Bible.
Oh yeah.
I was chilling normal.
Forgot about the Bible.
There was just a Bible just going like this.
Yeah, Bible came out.
Flipping the pages. But it was like steady. Like it
for more info on the steady, like, abduction, we're gonna kick it to Dr. David Mox. Dr. David Mox. Thank you.
Hi, I'm David. I am the priest here at Mr. Orthodox.
Well, I love none of this. They said none of this before in the previous news.
Well, and I think they're saying it's happened since.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
The aliens made this happen.
It's like they're mixing up sci-fi and horror or some shit.
One, because they're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But two, like they're like, okay, let's add some more stuff, and they don't understand genre tropes.
Yeah.
When it was holding it, as soon as I got close to it, it dropped again. It just dropped again.
Inside your house, not outdoors. No,
yeah, they had just
inside,
seen yeah. signs no a year ago. Now they just saw The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have the same justification for that as well? Demonic presence?
Yeah, I guess it's demonic presence, yeah.
Mira, the alien.
On their own and an actual crucifix hanging upside down.
Yeah. So, you know, we're
at the beach and we saw a shark.
House,
it was at least 12 feet long. It's eating men.
He took the kidney boy. He took him away.
He was on a floating bed. But now he's gone.
Mama kidney smacked my face.
Is that another one of the aliens?
No, I'm being the kidney.
We're being two different aliens.
The mayor said the beaches must be open.
It's so sleepy, and then I woke up. I said, yeah.
That's not even the right shark.
It's like a demon or whatever.
cut it open. We find remains inside if it's the right shark.
You want that fool's body to spill out all over the dock.
Seems to be normal.
I like that the bit is Jaws quotes said by a sleepy Mexican.
I'll find them for 10. Wait, how much is it?
We're going to need a bigger boat, Holmes.
Oh, no.
I'll catch them and get them for 20.
Are you connecting all these things together, everything you saw in your backyard, to the things you've experienced over these past few months?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah, I think so.
We nailed this guy.
Yeah, we are doing a great job.
I don't have an explanation of what it is. You know, still pretty weird. And I have no clue what it is.
What did the priest say when they actually came to your house?
They're saying
they said you're gay.
It might be fallen angels.
I said, I'm not gay.
Like demons or fallen angels. Like
fallen angels inside your home.
Or demons. Yeah. One of those.
That was pretty creepy.
You with the gun, stand behind us.
Here still?
Right now I feel good, you know. It's a lot of time priests came over. But yeah, but you know, whatever
eating
happened,
my dog.
Last year,
we keep calling the police about ghosts and aliens, and they keep coming over. We're getting sick of it.
What does that look like? You
keep coming over and taking us back to Mexico.
I don't want to make you relive it.
Yeah.
What is that like?
Pretty bad, man. You can't sleep, you know. Not to sound like a crybaby, but you know, you cry most of the time when you think about it. You get flashbacks. you know, not a good experience.
Well, the area was so scary.
Paranormal activity happening inside your house. Are you thinking about moving away?
Oh yeah, soon I'll move away from this house. Yeah.
Everybody or just you?
Everybody, I think.
You guys are done with this place.
Yeah.
I think we're all going to get in one small car.
What do you remember about that night? What do you remember seeing?
Oh, started dugging, I guess. We were in the backyard fixing a truck, and then out of nowhere we just see a big light fall down and basically crash in the backyard. And moments after, like not so like a couple
the
seconds
devil
after,
showed up.
I saw the big giant creature in front of me.
Yeah. The devil ran up to us and warned us, "Aliens are here."
There's a big angry man behind the moon.
Yeah, like I look at him and I just start crying.
We think he might be trying to punch the moon, but his fist got through the moon. It's going to
he's
get
a,
hard.
He's incel. I'm an incel.
Oh, thank you, AC, in the chat, reminding me about the angry man behind the moon.
The alien, whatever you guys want to call it. The alien demon, whatever you guys want to call it.
Dude, they're really upset that it became an alien narrative, and they're like, we want to do a fucking demon.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, one of their cousins messed it up and called it an alien when he called the police.
It's a fucking ghost.
You fucked up our big lies.
You fucked us. Demon.
You fucking idiot. Yeah.
There's already fucking aliens at the mall.
A demon.
A demon?
Yeah.
So maybe that's changed, that once you thought it was an alien, now you believe it was a demon.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, our story keeps changing.
Only God knows what it was. But I'm thinking it's like something bad, you know, not a good thing.
Was it moving? Was it doing?
Yes, it was moving. You could see like he was breathing, like he was like pissed off, like he wanted to do something.
And he was looking at you and
yeah,
your brother.
Yeah, he was looking at me. Yeah.
Did he say anything?
Mm-mm. Well, I remember he was growling like a dog, like ah, like he was growling.
He was saying "Adios, mio." He kept saying it and then growling like a dog.
You can't hear him growling on the camera because
they just let me go.
I think he was like a Jason Voorhees or something.
I think it might have been Frankenstein.
I think he was a Michael Myers was there.
Yeah, we tried to kill him, you know. We shoot him and then lightning hit him and he get back up and he killed Miguel.
We actually killed him and then lightning hit him and he came back alive.
He came back alive and I just start crying.
Started with a bag on his head, but now it's a hot
I like,
mask.
Oh no, Jason lives. Jason Demon, whatever you call it. I think it was a werewolf.
He went to New York.
I think he was an exorcism.
Yeah. He's probably in Spain now. He's probably in Spain.
That's
smashing
when I went
people's heads.
And, you know, I saw my dad. I saw it too.
It everybody felt said. Like it had a control of your body?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't move. I couldn't move, yeah.
You were paralyzed at the sight of this thing.
Yeah, I couldn't move.
And you were looking at it for 30 or so seconds. And then all of a sudden it was gone.
Yeah. That was pretty creepy.
A lot of people think that that's just hard to believe.
That, you know, like I said again, they can think whatever they want.
Yeah,
what do you say to the people who believe that your family just made this whole thing up to try to get attention?
They can believe whatever they want, you know. I'm not doing it for fame. If I did it for fame, I would be on YouTube and stuff like that, doing more videos.
If I did it for fame, my story would change every couple months. Yeah. And I'd be doing interviews with people on YouTube.
I think it was a Bupak or something.
I think he fallen angel.
Yeah, if I did for fame, it wouldn't be so shitty.
I think
such
he was like blowing in ounces of beef and constantly smoking ice kites, using willows.
Me, I'm actually like a pathological liar. I don't know. I don't even know why I do it. Yeah, my name is Michael.
That was my name.
To make my story. Pretty much
have
it.
You ever run into pathological liars where they really are just like lying about lunch? And you're like, I know what you had for lunch. It's like I worked with people like that. You're like, I don't what? And they would always end their stories with like those fake stories we read, where like people are like cheering them.
Yeah, it's like, what's the end game?
Yeah,
people to know that I made no money after. I don't need money. That's pretty much it. They can believe whatever they want.
I bet you hope it doesn't happen to anybody.
Oh no, hopefully not. No, I hope God no. Really bad experience. Really traumatizing.
And Ashley, I don't know what your impression of him was, but
to me, he's full of shit. We've wasted so much time here.
This giant compound that these immigrants like worked from the bottom to build this business and stuff, and their dumbass son.
It's haunted by aliens.
I mean, this would only be for us, but did we look this up? Where is this? What part of town?
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
I'm going to say east.
Yeah, maybe east side. We'll see.
It doesn't look like the east side, though.
Well, it looks like a newer home.
It looks like the northwest.
Yeah. Well, there's the mountains. Let's see. Which mountains are there?
Like, it looks like, you know, down the street from the Santa Fe,
yeah,
like where the bee farm used to be, just like if you just go down Lone Mountain, not Lone Mountain. Lone Mountain. It looks like that area.
Oh, yeah, the bee farm. There's the vampires in there.
There's the vampires over at
the bee farm. Eat all the bees. Eat all the bees' blood.
Dude, high school kids always go on the bee farm.
April. Yeah, because no, it was the original call was April 30th.
This could be like on Ann Road somewhere, too, where there's like nothing but random houses.
Yeah.
Just some inside baseball. Yeah, you're going down farm. You're like, what the fuck?
Just Vegas. I know this is inside. I'm just curious.
I love Vegas talk.
Where is this on your property?
They just turn the camera around. The MGM's right there. Oh, it's at the MGM. It's a movie.
Yeah, because usually, anytime there's these news reports, they're always like, on the corner of blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
Maybe they purposely didn't because it's a residence and they're saying something that's clearly fake.
Yeah. People go there and kill them. Where's the demon?
They strap shock collars to them and then cut off their sets midway through to tell bad jokes.
Where's Pumpkinhead? Bikers killed my son.
Big eyes, not human.
I think it was Pumpkinhead. Yeah.
No. I guess to keep the people would just show up, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I was an alien, I'd go to the...
I'm sure it's not hard to figure out where it is, but I don't know where the fuck...
If I was invading Las Vegas, I'd be like, you know where we're going to start? Corner of Buffalo and Lone Mountain.
Yeah. Centennial Hills.
Well, dude, even in... Because I'm trying to search it now. Even in September, they released some bizarre drawings of it. They've been really, like, trying to pump this up as much as possible.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous liars.
I was speaking to him personally. I was really struck by how confident and authentic he was about his memories of that night. There's a lot of people obviously out there in the world that would make up ghost stories in order to chase any sort of clout or fame. But to me, Angel came across as somebody who truly believed that he saw something that night in that backyard right here behind
me. This lady's just like, you get a little older in this business and you get the fucking shit gig. It's so sad.
Yeah. You're on the
turn 35. Suddenly I'm fucking at the demon alien.
Yeah, YouTube Blue Channel.
Yeah, this is the channel you can only see on, like, the gas station pump.
Yeah.
No, it's Tank Sinatra with the aliens.
Yeah, because we're going to go find their house and egg their house.
Yeah.
We should go to their house and we should shake their hands.
Yeah.
Go in, like, a big green alien suit. Hey.
But we do it like that. That guy that's on the viral video on the airplane, shake my hand.
Yeah.
He's like super aggressive about it.
I'm not afraid.
He was on the line.
Are you Jose Bartillo?
Oh, shit, what?
I need to talk to you. good call. Let me see. Before we're done here.
What other retarded freak?
I just wanted to see if there's anything else to get to. I mean, I guess there's a real quick thing where where is it? A Houston restaurant. Hold on. How long is this video? Actually, this is kind of funny. Okay. We'll do this instead. This is just the classic, like, don't do this. Like, when you're getting, like, when you find out your girlfriend cheated on you and, like, you're emotional about it,
don't
make a video where you're trying to pretend like you're cool with it.
Oh, no. He's got a beer, though.
Because it's always, like, not that you're cool with it, but, like, you're above it or whatever.
Right.
Because it's always going to come across one way or another that it's affecting you pretty bad. And I don't blame you. Like, it's a tough situation. But you're kind of just putting yourself on blast here.
Even no, bro. I don't know if you guys know, but I was a stepdaddy. I did everything for this girl. I fed her child.
Beer.
I gave her a home, paid no bills, everything for free. Free her car, gas money, everything.
Right, this literal woman right here.
Bag. I bought her daughter clothes. Yeah. I bought her daddy food.
He was raising her daughter that wasn't his. He bought it, like he pointed out, he bought her that car seat. He paid for food and everything.
Everything. Okay. Just for her to go and cheat on me with the father of the baby. Lesson learned, guys. Don't ever trust a fucking bitch.
Yeah. I fixed her hood.
She fucked it up. I fixed it. I tried my best to fix
really
that.
Did say that.
I bought her that. I put gas in it. I did everything. Everything that she did.
I bought her that that stuffed animal.
I mean, right now he's not even doing too bad, though. Like, he sounds like, oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah. Fuck this bitch.
Daughter, she live with me rent-free, nothing. Just for her to fucking cheat on me, bro.
You can hear it creeping,
that's
though.
That's a fucking learning, guys.
Yeah, his voice is cracking.
Don't ever trust a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
All that over some fucking dick. Well, you guys, oh my god, bestie, oh my god, she's kind of famous on TikTok. My nigga, she's not the person who you think she is.
She's
everybody
famous
go fucking
TikTok.
Hate on this bitch, nigga. Real niggas like me. Real niggas like me don't deserve this shit.
Yes!
Yeah, this is the wrong time.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This poor guy.
How did they get a hold of my PSN voicemail? It's just me screaming the slur.
Real niggas like me.
We don't deserve this.
You block me on Overwatch?
It's like, dude, it's okay that you're emotional, but you don't have to share it with everyone.
This is, yeah, record this video in like 10 minutes when you're chill.
Yeah.
Go find some other boy rock that actually heals. Okay.
She's kind of famous on TikTok. My nigga, she's not the person who you think she is. Everybody go fucking hate on this bitch, nigga. Real niggas like me. Real niggas like me don't deserve this shit. Real niggas like me don't deserve this shit, bro. Fuck a bitch, nigga.
Yeah, fuck her.
Never again. Never in my fucking life, nigga. Fuck a bitch, bro.
Although he's also a Hispanic guy that's saying the N-word.
Yeah, that's
fine.
I'm
just waiting for people to come for him for that
instead.
Yeah,
it's problematic.
Even though he's all upset and emotional, like, yo, man, you shouldn't be saying that.
Yep. Because Drake pops out of the
yeah,
the
I was
going to
say, there's already discussion that Drake shouldn't be saying it based off of Kendrick Lamar's recent diss
track. Yeah, Mexicans hate Kendrick Lamar. Like,
I feel like this guy drinking beer in the parking lot and crying. It's pretty problematic.
No, he's a real one.
He is a real
he's
one.
He's in the chat right now.
She is. Everybody go fucking hate on this bitch, nigga. Real niggas like me. Real niggas like me don't deserve this shit. Real niggas like me don't deserve this
he's
shit.
He's heating up. But yeah, fuck bitch, it. Nigga. I don't even care.
Never again. Never in my fucking life, nigga. Fuck a bitch, bro. Never a fucking again, nigga. Fuck this fucking bitch, bro. On my mama, bro. I did everything for her just for her to do this to me. Never in my fucking life.
He just starts beating the fuck out of her. He goes through all the stages.
He does the kingpin, like, slam her head in the door.
He starts out with the bravado, and then he gets more and more emotional, and then he just turns angry.
Yeah.
Pulls out an Alibaba sword and cuts her head off.
Yeah.
I mean, this bitch really is heartless. She's just fucking... I mean, I guess what is she supposed to do?
She's but she's get
just
her
packing
Tupperware.
The car. Won't even look at his, this dumbass.
Well, she's famous bitch, on TikTok.
Bro. On my mama, bro. I did everything for her just for her to do this to me. Never in my fucking life. Show your fucking face.
What?
Oh, no.
Those Latinas. This is a Latina heavy back here.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I don't get... What is your plan? Why are you filming this?
I think she's just like, what?
Well, again, like usual, why are you filming this? And then afterwards, why didn't you look at it and go like...
Yeah, why'd you...
I'll make a different one later.
Yeah, why'd you post it?
Immediate post, live stream.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I do have one that's a live stream that's similar.
It's always cool to start crying while you're trying to be tough.
Although... Wait, where is it?
My mom saw me wrestle for the first time on Saturday, and it made me cry.
Aww.
Yeah, it made me cry. I was sitting there in the back waiting for my music to hit, and I was fucking crying. I was just sitting there. It's fucking embarrassing.
They're like, all right, time to cut your promo, Mike.
Well, what's funny, because like literally, I'm in the back, and I was like waiting for my music, and I could see her in the crowd. I'm just like fucking like, my eyes are like welling up. Then my music hits. I'm like, thank God I'm wearing fucking sunglasses. And I go out there and fucking act like I'm cool.
Well, at least that's a good one.
Yeah, that's
like
sure.
Yeah, that's like the heartwarming video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But still, I was just like, don't look at me.
Welcome to the Loco Show. Welcome to my life, my hellhole, where I continuously love women and do for them but outside of my means, and I get the short end of the stick.
So money at the camera. That's pretty cool.
Welcome to where
I'm just waiting.
Pay bills.
Was that the fire alarm?
And stay faithful.
No, that was the N-word.
And get cheated on.
Someone. This was off of live, but someone must have just capped it because they added subtitles and everything.
Out the door, like that's why I fucked me nigga all weekend. But I'm in here paying your bills. This is Haley Ray.
He just said N-word.
On Facebook, outside, and I'm gonna leak all your content for free. Yeah, how about that? I'm in it, too, so I'm not exposed. I can expose myself. Don't pay for no more content, y'all.
I'm not an OnlyFans.
Free now. I'm linked to everything.
Is that Ghostface shirt or a bowling ball?
This is what I go do.
Zoomed in picture of a bowling ball.
I paid the last month's rent. You don't work.
Yeah,
I'm finna leave.
Get out. You happy? Get the fuck out.
Yeah, I got my money now. Bro. Oh, yeah. That's evidence.
It does look like an OnlyFans.
I liked it. Come do it again. Come hit me again.
Although I guess this isn't as sad emotional. This is just, hey, we're in a toxic relationship.
Yeah. We're just watching a real couple fall apart.
We'll share it with the world.
And they just moved in.
Yeah, I have a gun. No, it's on camera.
Wait, who's the roommate?
It's on camera. Fucking niggas when you got niggas paying your bills.
That's the guy she's fucking, the guy that just walked in.
What's up, dog?
Yeah.
I'm upstairs playing Valorant. You want to keep your voice down?
She gets out the door and says she... Nah, because I'm going to pack my shit up.
Or a melted bowling ball.
Maybe it's one of those like bowling ball ghost faces that they put up on the screen if you like get a strike.
Take care of that. All of that.
There you go with the lights.
Yep. You got a Mountain Dew? You fuck niggas. It don't matter. You've been fucking niggas.
They're really not doing a good job.
Yeah, these beeps are pretty... They're not quite holding up their end of the bargain right now.
All of that.
There was one beep that worked at the beginning.
Yep, no, it don't matter. You fuck niggas. It don't matter.
Beep.
Now they're not even doing it.
Yeah, that's all right. You still fucking niggas.
Whoa, did you hear her? Dropped it. Yeah, she dropped the hard
she
R,
She said
too.
She did one.
Yeah. But she can called
imagine
him that, though?
Your boyfriend's yelling at you, and you're like, I only fucked one N-word.
But is
hard
she
R.
But is she flipping that and saying to him? Like calling
oh,
him? Is
he's
that
the one?
Oh, she's got layers, good. Dude. She's like Kendrick.
She's like Shrek.
Yeah. She's Kendrick with the bars, dude.
Yeah, Kendrick versus Drake. Drake's the first Mexican guy that was crying. And then Kendrick's this guy drinking Mountain Dew.
He's shaking.
Yeah, all right.
This guy must really not beat women because she's not scared of him.
Throw my shit. Don't touch each other. Yep, keep throwing my shit. Keep throwing my shit. I'm getting it all on camera. This is why you ain't shit. You don't need no scale. You don't sell shit. You don't get money.
You sell drugs, right?
Yep.
You sell drugs, right?
Allegedly.
Oh, yes.
Pretty good.
That's your scale, you just said, am I correct? That's my scale, right?
Yep.
All right, then. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly. No, I'm Dave Chappelle being a white guy.
There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house.
He's handling it better than the other guy.
Is he?
Just pay rent. He just
I think
won't
he's handling
leave.
It differently.
I can't
I wouldn't say better.
I can't tell who should leave. Like, is it his house or is she saying, get out of my house?
He
like,
seemed to be implying that he was paying her bills at her place.
Wet ass pussy, you need to be able to pay your rent then.
Okay.
The fuck?
Diego, no
I ain't got to end shit. This my shit. She ain't my friend on Facebook. Motherfuckers finna know. Don't nobody need to fuck with Haley Ray. She's a thot. Don't take care of her. Don't spend no money on her. Don't pay her bills. She'll
Haley
throw
Ray. I think that might be a Ghostface shirt.
I'm wrong for staying home.
Get your money. Get the fuck out of my
Yeah, what about last month's money then? Mind fucking me that too? Since you can do everything by yourself now. I'm not standing out nowhere.
This guy's name is Loco.
I deserve to be here.
He did say at the beginning, he's like Loco or something.
Hey, will you live here for your month of that month?
Yeah, whatever, man.
This is
man.
Like
you
an
just feel like you're
anime
you
nerd that became a drug dealer. It's like most drug dealers, you would be very scared to yell at them, you would think. This is the drug dealer just gets robbed all the time.
You want to be right. You're wrong. You don't want to admit it. It sucks. It's hard.
Who wears a collared button-up shirt over a Ghostface tee?
Nerds. It should be a Dragon Ball button-up.
Yeah, he is like an anime horror nerd. Yeah. And he even kind of talks like it, too.
He looks like tough, and he has a tattoo and stuff, and he talks. It's like, this is inconceivable.
You'll be right. You're wrong. You don't want to admit it. It sucks. It's hard. The truth really does hurt. When you know that I have not done nothing wrong to you, and I have not cheated on you, and you were just using me to get your rent paid. Yeah, all right. You were just using me to get your rent paid. Using me to get your rent paid. Then when you got tired of me, you went to go fuck on somebody else. But you love me, though, right?
You lost
exactly.
me.
Yeah.
Thank you for lying to me for 2 months.
2 months?
Jeez. 2 months? You're freaking out over 2 months. I mean, I'm sure it sucks, but dude, 2 months? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, that's where it ends.
Wait a minute, I gotta get a hold of myself.
Oh wait, sorry, I need to go play. I need to go replay Kingdom Hearts 3.
He thought that was just a live stream. It won't be saved on World
Star. Yeah, well, once he said 2 months, he's like, "Wait a minute, Dan, 2 months? What am I doing here? So I could just go. I don't need to be here."
Haley Ray, you broke my damn heart. Man,
God damn it, Haley Ray! Now you're getting dick from some other ends. God damn it!
Never knew I couldn't trust an OnlyFans whore.
Favorite part of the show.
I mean, Dave Mox.
Dave Mox is pretty good.
Big ups to Dave Mox.
Dave Mox was a bullet.
I always forget part one. What did we talk about in part one?
Part one was really long.
What did we talk about part one?
We talked about part one.
We talked a lot about the streamathon, getting ready for that.
Blue Grinch.
Hour and 22 minutes, baby.
Yeah, we got an hour and 22 minutes in the can. What the hell did we talk about besides that, though?
Besides the Blue Grinch?
We watched my comedy. That was a couple.
Yeah, we watched.
British John.
Yeah, that guy sucks dick.
Yeah, we talked about I Think You Should Leave Live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Arizona.
Mike's flushing his keys down the toilet.
You flushed your keys down the toilet.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, send your T's and P's for Mike. He's going to get the new job. We know it, hopefully.
T's and P's? Oh, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, T's and P's. Tits and penises. Send your tits and penises.
Send your tits and penises to me on Instagram.
Just fuck your old tits and penis up.
Post it on his Facebook.
Show me your penis.
Mamala. We watched Mamala.
Yeah.
Big ups to Mamala.
Oh, yeah, and like all the Jerry O'Connell stuff and... We had a whole show. We had a whole show in part one.
We actually did a whole show.
We did like an entire show.
We did a whole show for the change.
You know where else we do entire shows? Patreon.com/Jim and Them, where you can find all sorts of bonus shows for you to listen to and love. Jim, what kind of dope ass shit do we got on the Patreon.com right now?
We just we just recorded a commentary for Venom, Let There Be Carnage, which will be up on the Patreon very soon. Or if you're listening on the podcast, it should already be available. We also just put up a new Jim Tervention went up. DJ Dr. Doom. If you remember him, he's a meth head.
That was his name. DJ Doctor.
I was skimming through it because we recorded a while ago. Skimming through it, it's a very fun episode. The gentleman, I mean, spoilers, the gentleman in real life killed himself, I think. But he's still fun to watch him bring young kids over to eat shrooms and do drugs with. And hate him.
And do
his DJ sets and have a lot of fun.
Like real actual equipment in an apartment.
They pretend to like his stuff, but not enough.
Yeah.
He wants them to pretend harder.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just that clip you posted took me back to DJ Dr. Doom and his dastardly creations.
We also watch episodes of Reacher. We also have Caddy Studs Investigations, where we do our true crime podcast. We also have. Man versus Machine. Oh, Pitchstorm It Ain't Easy. Man versus Machine. That's just a small taste of so many bonus episodes, part zeros, anything you could shake a stick at, ready and willing to go at patreon.com/Jim and Them.
Sounds hot.
Yes.
Sounds
getting the free
hot.
Tier. We're throwing Jet in there for free if you're scared to dip your toes in the water, or you're saving hundreds of dollars to give us the streamathon. We get it. Hey, if you have hundreds of dollars to give us to the streamathon, you don't need to get the Patreon this month.
That's a great point, Jeff.
But if you don't, get the Patreon.
Make sure to hit up jimandthem.com and get that Patreon. I'm sorry, not Patreon. That streamathon money ready, because if you want more than an hour and 22 minutes, start. You've asked for it, and we're trying to give it to you.
Yeah. Send your penis to Mike.
Yeah, send your penis to me, and then go to showsthatyouknow.com and tell Jim all about it.
Oh, yeah. Good transition. Shows what you know.
Well, I'll save that. But shows what you know. I was going to say something else, but I'll wait. showswhatyouknow.com. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows. The podcast about television is back in rotation. New episodes are scheduled. They're being uploaded. They're ready to go. And I believe this week, Jacob and I will be recording a new episode of Shows What You Know. We're taking it back to the OG.
Whoa.
We're just going to do general TV. We're going to talk. We got some bits and segments ready to go. We got a new intro.
Endman's there.
Endman might be there. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going back to basics, back to where it all started. We're discussing TV shows. We're discussing shows we're watching. We're recommending shows. So make sure you're subscribed. ShowsWhatYouKnow.com. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Jeff, what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Oh, my God. You go ahead on Shot Caller Comedy. You can watch those sets if you want and leave a nice comment. Please don't call British Sean slurs, but, you know, think them. And then other than that, I don't know. I'm just doing open mics on there. Hopefully I'll get another paid set where they let me finish.
That would be dope.
Yeah. Other than that, Fallout. I like Fallout so far. It's good.
I keep meaning to watch it. It was hitting like when I was getting ready for a level up, and I still haven't had a chance to watch it.
I finished it. I liked it.
Nice.
I liked it.
I like it a lot. You know what? My endorsement's Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
After watching Ricky Sinicky and trying to remember if the Farrelly brothers were funny, I rewatched Dumb and Dumber, and it's a great movie.
Yes.
So I am endorsing Dumb and Dumber. Watch it on Netflix.
Hell yeah.
Jim, what was that other thing you were going to say earlier?
Well, something about the Streamathon. I'll just talk about it next week.
Oh, okay, cool. Whoa. This is a goddamn teaser?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.